be that what you are called to be in this ministry. Don't let the routine cause you to operate less than the excellence that God has graced you to operate in. Just about every week I'll see Brother Lewis out here mowing the lawn. He's on it. Just about every Sunday and Wednesday I see Steve, you need an envelope? You need an envelope? He's on it. Mm-hmm. I see Brother Sharon, Miss Tommy, and Jerian out here cleaning. They own it. They own whatever position. I see Tyrone and Michelle bickering on who gets up to do offering. They just fighting over who can get up here fastest. They own it. I see Tim and Miss Kelly just handling those kids like nobody else. They own it. I see Miss Kathy. Well, no, I don't see you that much, Miss Kathy, but I'm sure you own it too, Miss Kathy. Every time we walk in, Miss Ruth has got some way to make you laugh. She's on it. Whatever it is that you do, whatever position and role you fill in this ministry, I implore you, be on it. I'm going to shift gears here. I'm going to shift gears here for a moment. I was listening to a speaker this week, and I was listening to it over and over again, as the Lord instructed me to do. And as far, a lot of stuff, you know, of course, been here a long time, I knew, I was aware of it, but it bears repeating. And here we go. Jesus died for me. He died for you. He paid the price for our freedom, for our salvation, for our redemption. He was born, he lived, he ministered. He surrendered himself to the will of the Father. He was beaten, bruised, battered. He bled, he died. He went to hell. And he stayed there.
Wow.
Until the job was done. He didn't leave it half done. Wow. He didn't leave it so that only half of humanity had access. He did it all. To the full extent. And when he got up, we got up with him. That power. Okay. We got up with him. And we were made the righteousness of God. We were made to stand in Christ, to be seated in Christ at the right hand of the Father. You have been made whole and complete in every single arena of life. I'm inspired by some of the words of encouragement I heard my brother give on the prayer line. We, a lot of times, don't experience that fullness because we don't open our mouth to receive it. We don't declare, I'm blessed. We don't declare, I'm wealthy. Bishop's been trying to get us to do that for a while, and I'll be the first one to admit, I was reluctant to start just because I was off in my own headspace, but I'm on it now. I implore you to get on it now, to operate in who God has called you to be. His grace is available. His love, wow, is ever present. And he wants to use us to demonstrate, to operate in us his goodness, to not only benefit us in our own lives, but to benefit the people of this world. The good news that Christ was raised from the dead, and that no one has to go to hell if they only believe, if they only receive. If you will be so kind, I didn't give this scripture, but John 3:16. King James should be fine. Thank you, Lord. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Next. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. It is our job, our job as a ministry, as those called and set apart by God, to let the world know this. It's the cornerstone of our faith. It is the foundation upon which we are built. So I'm on assignment tonight. To encourage you, to implore you, to admonish you. Get involved. Not just show up out of a guilt trip or some emotional obligation, but based on a concrete foundation that we're on a mission, that we've got a job to do, that we've got a task to accomplish, that we're not just coming to church lackadaisically and on a whim, but we come with a purpose. We come to get fed so that we can go feed others. We come to get built up so we can be a light. We come to enter into worship so that his glory can be magnified. His presence can be manifest. His goodness can be demonstrated. We don't come to tick a checkbox to say we showed up. We come with a purpose.